with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump has signed the bipartisan Laken-Riley Act into law. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At the first bill signing of his second term, the president paid tribute to 22-year-old nursing student Laken-Riley, who was killed by a man in the U.S. illegally.
This horrific atrocity should never have been allowed to happen. And as president, I'm fighting every single day to ensure that such a tragedy never happens again.
The law will require the detention of unauthorized immigrants accused of theft and violent crimes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate has voted to advance former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum one step closer to confirmation as Interior Secretary. Bob Agnew reports.
Burgum appears headed toward easy confirmation after passing cloture on a vote of 78-20, far more than the 60 votes he needed to advance. His nomination cleared the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources by an 18-2 vote just last week. He also enjoyed a ringing endorsement from the NRA. His final confirmation vote expected Thursday night. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Federal Reserve left its key interest rate unchanged Wednesday after cutting it three times in a row last year, a sign of a more cautious approach as the Fed seeks to gauge where inflation is heading and what policies President Trump may pursue. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is leaving its key interest rate unchanged amidst the latest data.
Labor market conditions have cooled from their formerly overheated state and remain solid. Inflation has moved much closer to our 2% longer-run goal, though it remains somewhat elevated.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down by 136 points. The Nasdaq dropped 101. This is SRN News. PepsiCo is making some changes. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
The giant soft drink maker, which also owns such brands as Quaker Oats, Doritos, and Rice-A-Roni, says it's adopting a, quote, viewpoint-neutral advertising policy with respect to political or religious status or views. Pressure had been mounting among shareholders for the company to quit the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, a left-wing group that pushes big corporations to support the LGBT agenda and steer away from anything conservative or Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's new Justice Department leadership is eliminating Biden administration policies that led to aggressive prosecution of pro-life protesters. The Justice Department says prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances or in cases presenting significant aggravating factors. This is SRN News. Ex-New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is going to prison for a while. We hear more on the story from correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting.
Former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction of accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of Egypt. His own lawyer said that those crimes earned him the nickname Gold Bar Bob. Judge Sidney H. Stein announced the sentence after Menendez tearfully addressed the judge, saying he'd lost everything he cared about. Prosecutors saw a 15-year term for the Democrat convicted of crimes, including acting as an agent of the Egyptian government. Two New Jersey businessmen convicted with Menendez were sentenced earlier to 7 and 8 years in prison. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.